It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
In a list of 10 tips for happy, healthy aging, number 10 was practice gratitude. One of the ways recommended to do that is to keep a gratitude journal. Every day you write down one or more things you're grateful for. I don't know anyone who does this, but probably it's not something you'd casually mention anyway. A study found that people who wrote in a gratitude journal every week exercised more regularly and felt better about their lives and had fewer physical symptoms. Why would writing in a journal prompt you to exercise more? Maybe at the end of each entry, you write in big, bold letters, "Exercise more." So that's the first thing you see when you get ready to write again. Other recommendations are: sound genuinely happy to hear from people who call you on the phone. Like, "Oh, thank you, phony IRS scammer, or phony contest winner notifier, or solicitors for causes I'm not interested in." Another is to vow not to complain, criticize, or gossip for a week. Good grief, what am I going to talk about? Another is to give at least one compliment daily. Well, what about the days you don't see anyone else? I guess there's a cat. Annie, I can tell her, you're a nice cat. And thank you for not leaving a dead rat on my concrete doorstep the day it was 113. Or how about the days you only see one other person and you don't much like that person anyway? Oh, it's you. I guess you're better than nobody, but not much. But enough negativity. Actually giving a compliment every day is good advice. I'm thinking of how good it makes me feel when somebody gives me a compliment. I was reminded of this when I was playing bridge with friends, and one was remembering something about a mutual friend who has since died. That reminded me of one of the best compliments I have ever received. I was having an afternoon meeting at my house of about 20 women, and of course was worried about cobwebs, street windows, dust under the sofa, and so on. Then this woman, as she was leaving, looked around and said, "Oh, Mary, you have a happy house." I will never forget those wonderful words, and I feel happy whenever I think about them. I was and am still grateful for her compliment and need to follow her example more often. Feeling gratitude and not expressing it is like wrapping a present and not giving it. William Arthur Ward, a prolific writer, speaker, and Methodist leader, said, who incidentally got his master's degree at Oklahoma State University. But maybe the quote about gratitude we can best identify with came from Irving Berlin. "Got no checkbooks, got no banks. Still, I'd like to express my thanks. I've got the sun in the morning and the moon at night."
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life with Mary McClure. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.